The first charges to result from an FBI investigation into Russian election meddling and collusion. Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been indicted for conspiracy against the United States, failing to register as a foreign agent, and money laundering. His associate, Rick Gates, was also named in the 12-count indictment. The pair surrendered themselves to the FBI this morning and pleaded not guilty to all charges. A third man has pleaded guilty to making false statements to FBI agents during the Russia probe. North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports from Washington.
Any reaction, Mr. Manafort?
Paul Manafort turned himself in to the FBI this morning after agents executed a no-knock search warrant, guns drawn, at his Virginia home, seizing financial and tax documents. Briefly, Trump campaign chairman from May to August last year, Manafort and his business partner Rick Gates, who served as campaign deputy, are facing a 12-count indictment on charges including money laundering, making false statements, and conspiracy against the United States. The charges are the first to result from Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
Major breaking news this morning. It has begun. Former Donald Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort surrendered to authorities this morning. This happened in the last hour. These are the first criminal charges in the investigation from special counsel Robert Mueller. Who knows whether they are the last?
Mueller had been investigating Manafort's financial and real estate dealings, some of which go back more than a decade, as well as his work for the Party of Regents and former pro-Kremlin Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. The indictment says the pair generated tens of millions of dollars of income from the Ukrainian work and laundered the money through dozens of US and foreign entities. President Trump, who's repeatedly denied allegations that his campaign colluded with Russia, took to Twitter to dismiss the revelation. Sorry, but this is years ago, before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. But why aren't crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus? Also, there is no collusion. The White House says it'll continue to cooperate with the special counsel's investigation. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
There's no intention or plan to make any changes in regards to special counsel. But look, today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity.
In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.